Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of His fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." Tiny hands waving uncontrollably, a shrill cry piercing the damp air of a borrowed cave, a mother's peaceful smile, a mysterious smile on the face of her husband who helped deliver a miracle. The Word became flesh, God confined in infancy. Growing hands pointing to ancient scrolls, an adolescent voice asking and answering questions, the teachers amazed, a mother who treasured all these things in her heart, the Father smiling with favor. The Word became flesh, God growing in stature. Gentle hands touching blind eyes, deaf ears, and withered limbs. Powerful hands turning water into wine, feeding multitudes with a single meal, and restoring life into lifeless bodies. Thankful faces without words to express their gratitude. The Word became flesh, the Father glorified through the Son. Constricted hands, resulting from spikes driven through His wrists, arms outstretched, fastened to a wooden beam. A mother stands below, feeling every painful throb as her own. The just Father turns His back on His Son. The Word became flesh, our sins on Jesus. Scarred hands in resurrected glory, a chariot of clouds lifting Him to the Father. A joyful mother watching her son ascend. A promise from the lips of the risen Savior, "Just as I go, I will return." The Word became flesh, resurrection assurance. Open hands inviting every sinner, accepting all who come to Him in faith. Blind eyes see, prison doors are open, the prince or pauper, none are turned away. Eternal life to all who believe. The Word became flesh, sinful man in communion with the Holy God. Heavenly Father, thank You for the Word, Jesus Christ. Thank You for His life, His death, His glorious resurrection. Thank You that through Jesus, we can have an eternal relationship with You. In His name we pray. Amen.